Shalosh Kronos leMaaser Behemah. That three times during the year, when did the chiyuv to take out Maaser Behemah from the behemoth that you have? And after one of these times are reached, you cannot eat or sell from your behemoth until you take off Maaser Behemah. Now, the Chachamim call this Shalosh Kronos. Kronos literally means stacks of tefuah, meaning to say that just like by Maaser Dagon, when you take off Maaser from grain, the chiyuv starts when you make it into a garden, into a stack. The Chachamim also calls this man for chiyuv Maaser Behemah Kronos. B'pros ha-pesah, b'pros ha-tzeres, b'pros ha-chad, divrei Rabbi Akiva. The three times are pros ha-pesah, 15 days before Pesach, the last day of Adar. The reason why this is called pros, and pros literally means half, is because 30 days before Pesach is the time that we start shalom, b'darshan, b'hilchot ha-pesah. We start asking and darshaning in hilchot ha-pesah. And half that time is 2 weeks, so therefore we call pros ha-pesah 2 weeks before Pesach. The reason why the Chachamim were kovei at this time to take off Maaser Behemah is because Klai Yisrael was Olo Rega going to Yerushalayim for Pesach, and the Chachamim wanted that Behemah would be available for sale, that Klai Yisrael can buy to bring his Korbanos for Rega. So therefore, they were Machai to take off Maaser Behemah before Pesach, so they would be ready to sell their Behemah to Klai Yisrael when Pesach comes around. Even though before this Zman Garden, this Zman Chiyuv to take off Maaser Behemah, you're allowed to sell the Behemah. But people do not want to sell the Behemah until they take off the Maaser Behemah. They want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Maaser Behemah, before they sell it. And this mitzvah is very chavid, very dear to people, as it does not cost anything. You bring the Behemah as a korban and eat the basar yourself. So therefore, the Chamor Kovea, that this is the Zman to take off Maaser Behemah. So by the time Klai Yisrael is Ola Rego, they had already taken off the Maaser Behemah, and they're ready to sell the Behemah. And so too, pros atzeres and pros achat, 2 weeks before Shavuos or 2 weeks before Sukkot, is the Zman to take off Maaser Behemah. When Klai Yisrael is Ola Rego for atzeres and chag, they will be ready to sell the Behemah to Klai Yisrael. Ben azay omer be'esrim v'tisha ba'adur, be'echad v'siva. Be'esrim v'tisha ba'ad. Ben azay has three different times for Maaser Behemah, the 29th day of Adar. Now, even though Rabbi Akiva also said Pros HaPesach, which is the last day of Adar. But according to Rabbi Akiva, sometimes Adar is Malay 30 days. So 15 days before Pesach is the 30th day of Adar. While Ben Azay holds, Adar is always Chasar, it's always 29 days. So therefore, he set the time as the 29th of Adar, it's always the 29th of Adar. And he also says his mind is Echad B'Sivan, the first of Sivan, even though that's less than 2 weeks before Shavuos. But according to Ben Azay, since not a lot of behemoths are born between Pesach and Shavuos, so therefore we set a Zman that's less than 2 weeks before Shavuos to take off the Maaser Behemah. And so too we hold the 29th day of Av is a Zman to take off Maaser Behemah. This is more than a month before Sukkot. The reason why he set the Zman as the 29th day of Av instead of the last day of Elul, which is 2 weeks before Sukkot, is because we'll soon see later in this Mishnah that Ben Azay holds the behemoths that are born in Elul, you have to take off Maaser Behemah separately from them. So therefore, we have to be Kodea Zman before Elul to take off Maaser Behemah. Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Shimon Aymerim, Be'echad B'Nisan, Be'echad B'Sivan, Be'esrim B'Tisha Be'Elul. Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Shimon said the three Zman to take off Maaser Behemah is the first day of Nisan, that is the last day of Adar, as Ben Azay and Rabbi Akiva hold. And the first day of Sivan, this is the same as Ben Azay, and the 29th day of Elul, the last day of Elul, which is Pros HaChag, 2 weeks before Sukkot. V'lama amru be'esrim v'tisha be'elul, v'lo amru be'echad v'tishrei. V'pnei shehu yantiv, v'yefshir la'aser b'yantiv, l'ficha hikdimu be'esrim v'tisha be'elul. Why did the Chachamim say that the time to take off Maaser Behemah is the 29th day of Elul? Why didn't they say that you take off Maaser Behemah on the first day of Tishrei? The reason being is that the first day of Tishrei is yantiv, it's Rosh Hashanah. And you cannot take off Maaser Behemah on Yontif. And if you take off Maaser Behemah by hitting the 10th Behemah with a whip, and you dye it red, as a whip has red dye on it, and you cannot dye something on Yontif, so therefore you can't take off Maaser Behemah on Yontif. So therefore the Rabbanim were mocked him and said that you take off the Maaser Behemah before Rosh Hashanah on the 29th day of Elul. The Mefarshim explained that there's another reason why you don't take off Maaser Behemah on Rosh Hashanah. The reason is that Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behemah. And that is the first day for Maaser Behemah, meaning to say that all animals that are born before Rosh Hashanah, you have to take off Maaser Behemah separately from them. And the animals that are born after Rosh Hashanah, you take off Maaser Behemah separately from them. You can't put into the deer some behemoth that were born before Rosh Hashanah, and some behemoth that were born after Rosh Hashanah, and take off Ma'aser behemoth from all those behemoths together. So therefore, you have to set a time to take off Ma'aser behemoth before the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser behemoth. That way you take off Ma'aser behemoth separately from the behemoth that were born before Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir Aymer Be'echad Be'elo Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aser behemoth. Rabbi Meir said, Rosh Hashanah is not Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser behemoth. Instead, the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser behemoth is the first day of Elo. So therefore, behemoths that were born before Elo, you have to take off Ma'aser behemoth separately from them. Ben Azai says, behemoths that are born in Elo, you take off Ma'aser behemoth separately from those behemoths. You take behemoths that were born in Elo and bring them into the barn and take off Ma'aser behemoth from them. You can't mix up those behemoths with behemoths that were born before Elo or after Elo. The reason is that Ben Azai has a suffix, whether Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser behemoth is Rosh Chodesh Elo or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. If Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser behemoth is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, then the animals that are born in Elo, you would take off Ma'aser behemoth from them together with the animals that are born before Elo. But if the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser behemoth is Rosh Chodesh Elo, you would take off Ma'aser behemoth from the animals that were born in Elo together with the animals that are born after Elo. So since he has a suffix, he has no choice but to say that the animals that are born in Elo, you would take off Ma'aser behemoth separately from them. All animals that are born from the first day of Tishrei from Rosh Hashanah until the 29th day of Elo, until the day before the next Rosh Hashanah, would combine to take off Ma'aser behemoth from them. At this Tana holds, like the Tana who said in the previous mission, that Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser behemoth is Echad B'Tishrei, so therefore all animals that are born between one Echad B'Tishrei and the next Echad B'Tishrei combine to take off Ma'aser behemoth. Chamisha l'fnei Rosh Hashanah, the Chamisha l'achar Rosh Hashanah, einan mistarfen. But if you have five animals that were born before Rosh Hashanah and five animals that were born after Rosh Hashanah, those animals would not combine to take off Ma'aser behemoth from them. You would only take off Ma'aser behemoth if you have 10 animals that were born between one Rosh Hashanah and the next Rosh Hashanah. Chamisha l'pnei agar, v'chamisha l'achar agar. Harelim is darpin. If you have five animals that were born before the garden, before the Zman, the Chamim were kovea, to take off Ma'aser behemoth. We had those Zmanim in the previous mission. And you had another five animals that were born after the garden. Those animals would combine to take off Ma'aser behemoth from them, even though some were born before the garden and some after the garden. They still combine to take off Ma'aser behemoth. Im kein lama nema shalosh grunos l'ma'aser behemoth. If so, what was the significance of that which the Chachamim set three times to take off Ma'aser behemoth? The answer is sha'ad shelo higia agarin mutar limkor belishcha. That before the garden arrived, before this man that the Chachamim were kaveh to take off Ma'aser behemoth, you're allowed to go ahead and sell and shecht your behemoth, even though you had not yet taken off Ma'aser behemoth. He gia ha-garen, lo yishchot. But if the garen arrived, you cannot shecht your behemoth until you take off Ma'aser behemoth. Be'im shachat potter. But if you go ahead and shecht your animal after the garen, before you took off Ma'aser behemoth, you're potter from Ma'aser behemoth, and you can eat the animal. Even though you're not allowed to eat dagon grain until you take off Ma'aser, but Ma'aser behemoth is different. You can eat your animal even though you had not yet taken off Ma'aser behemoth, even though it's higia ha-garen, the time that the Chacham were kaveh to take off Ma'aser behemoth had already arrived.